This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. An Atlanta businessman spent the last few decades collecting artifacts from the earliest days of computing. Now he's putting them on display for the public at a suburban strip mall. It opened last month and is now one of the largest technology displays on the East Coast. Stephen Fowler of Georgia Public Broadcasting takes us there.
Just north of Atlanta, past a mini golf course and laser tag arena, is the Computer Museum of America, 44,000 square feet of exhibits and event space. One of the first things visitors see is a row of glass cases holding carefully preserved computer monitors that show how computing developed over time. At the end of that hallway is a giant IBM punch card machine. Ed Fair, a visitor, repaired these machines for IBM in the 1960s. He put those skills to use the day the museum opened and got the machine working again.
Technology proceeds, but it all goes back to the same thing. People with their fingers are putting data in for some purpose.
The founder and owner of the museum got his first taste of computing at summer camp. Lonnie Mims has been collecting ever since.
I was absolutely hooked to know that this machine was doing what you told it to do and to, you know, be able to see the results instantaneously was very exciting.
As a real estate developer, he also owns the building where the museum is located, a refurbished Burlington Coat factory. More than 400 artifacts are on display, everything from an early Apple I to massive supercomputers. In all, he has about 250,000 in his collection. Cindy Moya flew from Seattle to see MEMS Museum. She's the manager of the Software Preservation Lab at the Living Computer Museum there and knew about MEMS' collection. Moya says she's impressed by how accessible the artifacts are.
He's done something that I have not seen in other museums, which is to take off the panels of some of these mini computers and supercomputers and put in plexiglass so you can see the guts of them.
Tickets are $15 for adults. MEMS hopes to raise enough money with ticket sales and donations to put more of his collection on display. In Atlanta, I'm Stephen Fowler for Marketplace.